亲爱的朋友们，弟兄姊妹们，大家好。
Dear friends, brothers and sisters, greeting to you.
很感谢主啊，给我这个机会能站在这里边。
We're very thankful the Lord has given me the opportunity to stand here.
最近一段时间，当我在准备我的见证的时候呢，一方面想到了以前自己不认识主的时候，犯罪的恶性啊。
In these past few days, when I meditate before the Lord, thought about before I knew the Lord, my wickedness.
我真的是心里很忧伤，而且觉得很羞愧。
My heart was greatly saddened. I was so ashamed.
可是另一方面，正如这首诗歌刚才我们所唱的。
But on the other hand, just like the hymn we sang,
主没有嫌弃我，这是照我的本相照单全收。
He did not despise me. He actually accepted me the way I am.
他不但赦免了我的罪，而且给了我一个新的生命。
Not only he forgave me of all my sins, he also gave me his own life.
所以我的里面真是充满了喜乐。
Therefore, I was able to be rejoiced.
我现在来分享我信主四年来，主在我身上做的一些荣耀的工作。
Now I want to share with you a few glorious things the Lord has done upon me in the past few 4 years.
我从小呢是生长在一个大家庭里面。
I was born in a big household.
父母呢和亲朋长辈们对我非常宠爱。
And my family members love me very much.
所以一方面他们就是所有的宠爱对我来说助长了我一些，比如说任性啊、骄横啊这些个性。
And their love actually spoiled me, so sometimes I became very spoiled and very stubborn.
另一方面呢，他们也在谆谆的教导我说，人生在世呢，要靠自己的努力奋斗。
On the other hand, they urge me that you have to work hard and earn what you deserve.
要出人头地，不能枉来一生。
And you make sure you do well in life, so that you do not come in life in vain.
所以这样的教导在我的里面也形成了我很独立而且又好强的个性。
And those teachings made me very independent, also very aggressive and competitive.
那在学校里面呢，除了老师教导知识，所有的这个人生观、价值观和家长教的也大同小异。
And the teaching in school from teacher are similar to the teaching I received from elders at home.
所以呢，我慢慢的就形成了就是随着年龄的增长，这个人生观、价值观也就慢慢的形成了。
Therefore, all these teachings form my value system for life.
所以在学校里面，我也是各方面争强好胜，也不服输。
Therefore, in school, I was a very aggressive, very competitive student.
各方面成绩呢，表现也很好。
Academically, I did quite well.
在我的印象里，我有个别的几次，我记得老师和我的父母反映说，我除了骄傲以后没有别的其他缺点了。
But I can remember all my teachers told my parents that the only weakness I have is that I was too proud.
所以呢，就是所有的这一切在我慢慢的成长过程中，我就认为人生的意义就是在于这个个人奋斗。
Therefore, gradually I formed this philosophy for life that if the meaning of my life is to strive hard,
要自强不息
and to be good.
人生的价值呢，就是在这个奋斗的过程当中。
And the value of life is the process of fighting hard.
尤其作为一个女人
，especially as a woman，
我觉得更应该独立，不依赖任何人。
I should be as independent as possible.
所以的确，在这种人生观、价值观这种鼓励和这个鞭策下呢，我也的确是一路走来很顺利。
With the urging of this kind of philosophy for life, I worked really hard and I did quite well.
在我大学毕业的那年呢，我是由于学习成绩好，没有是免试进的大学。
And my high school academic record was so great, I didn't even have to take the examination. I was sent to the college without any test.
大学毕业的时候，我也是很幸运的，如愿没有当老师，进了天津一家最大的房地产开发公司。
And after I graduated from college, I went into the largest real estate firm in the city.
然后在工作两年多以后呢，由于就是自己工作很努力，然后领导很赏识。
Because I worked so hard and my bosses liked me so much.
免费分给了我一套很好的住房。
They gave me a living unit for free.
所以这些所有的成功呢，就更坚固了我自己原有的信念。
And with all this success, they just strengthened my belief for life.
而且所有这些给我带来很大的喜悦。
And also all these things brought me a lot of joy.
这种喜悦也同时助长了我里面那个骄傲和自我意识。
And this joy also enhanced my pride and self-centered philosophy for life.
我觉得只要努力，没有达不成的愿望。
And I used to believe as long as I work hard, everything is just a matter of time.
然后就下面就遇到了这个成家择偶的问题。
And the next step in my life is to find a proper person to marry with.
我也觉得我也自己有一套很严格的标准，绝不含糊。
I have a very strict standard too.
说，哎呀，现在很不好意思啊。说当时我自己想法，说像我这样很骄傲的一个公主，最起码要找一个才子吧。
I'm such a wonderful princess. Of course, I need to find my prince charming.
然后呢，我就，哎。淘汰了一批又一批，周围出现那个男生就基本都连看都不要看。
And I was very selective when people call me.
然后我觉得，哎呀，这个上天真是对我很不错哈，终于在一次很偶然的机会让我碰到了一个我理想中的男人。
And very fortunately, I met with this very ideal guy.
他是北大的才子吧，就算。
He is a genius from the best university in the city.
而且据说他应该是当年那个高考的状元。
Reportedly, he ranked number one in the test of a college graduate.
Supposed to be.
Reportedly, supposedly it was.
然后，但是不幸成了榜眼。
But then, unfortunately, how come he got a second place for some reason?
我们见面以后就觉得，哎呀，很默契。
After we met, we thought, wow, we really are fit for each other.
哎呀，也真有点这个相见恨晚的感觉。
We sort of regret that we didn't know each other earlier.
所以很快我们就结婚了。
Very soon we got married.
结婚不久，大概是两个星期，我先生就收到了就是来美国的这个录取通知书。
Two weeks after we got married, we received the admission from the college in the university. The mission of the university in the United States.
所以他在筹备他的出国，然后我开始也筹备着我的这个美国梦。
So he started packing for the study overseas. Also, I was packing too.
我想我有我的人生目标，我还要再继续求学。
And I thought, you know, I have a dream for my life too, and I will continue to study in the United States as well.
我要活出我的精彩人生。
And I need to do great in my life.
所以在97年年初呢，我也来到了美国。
Therefore, I came to the United States in the early 1997.
到了美国以后，简直就是和自己的想法简直有天壤之别。
Yeah, when I arrived in this continent, things happened totally opposite to what I thought.
到美国第三天，我时差还没转过来了，就被人家安排进了餐馆了。
On the third day of my arrival here, before I was adjusted to the time difference, I was already assigned to a temporary job by working in a restaurant.
随后呢，就一直也没有闲着。这个
I had never stopped working ever since then.
做过餐馆工，做过market 里的 cashier， 给中外的人士也做过保姆，然后。反正什么苦活都干过吧。
I've done many different kinds of jobs, including working as the cashier in the market, a waitress in the restaurant, also working as a babysitter in people's house.
我们曾经就生活很动荡，曾经在三个月里面搬了六次家。
And there are so many fluctuations and so unstable in our life. We have moved six times in 3 months period of time.
我说在美国很短这段时间内，我把一辈子的家都搬了。
I have moved so many times more than I have accumulated in my life just by being here shortly.
我把以前20多年没有做过的家务活，一下在几个月里都做过了。
And I've done so much housework which I haven't done when I was in China.
然后呢，回到家里面也再也没有以前的那种浪漫呢、甜蜜呀。
And when I return home from work every day, there was no romance at home anymore.
每天我们谈论的话题没无外乎就是哪的包青菜便宜，哪的鸡腿减价，要么就是又要交学费了。
Our topics center around things like, you know, the captain that market is the cheapest, or where we can buy the best price chickens, or you know, tuition's coming up.
我里面的感觉就是两个字。
So all I felt was this.
累苦。
I was so tired and I was so bitter.
累的是筋骨，苦的是心灵。
And physically, I was so drained, and I felt so bitter inside.
我说我来美国这是在做什么
And I started down, why did I come to the States then?
我的梦想什么时候才能实现
When can I ever realize my dreams?
那先生他也是因为对美国的这个环境总是不能适应所以情况也非常不好
And my husband had a hard time adjusting to this new country, so he wasn't doing well either.
他没有办法适应所以哎呀总是抬不起头来无精打采的什么事也做不了
He wasn't able to adjust to this new environment therefore he always was kind of lack of energy did not have much hope
所以就是时间一点一点推移我们的关系也出了问题
And gradually our relationship deteriorates
以往他那种优秀在我的眼里真是都变成了伪善
And all the good points I saw in him before became bad points
我们之间的谈话除了指责就是愤怒
So our conversation was no other than just combination and bitterness
直到有一天呢先生就是神情很落寞的从学校里回来
Until one day he came home in such a depressed way
他很难过的跟我说他说我今天去看心理医生了
He said you know sadly that I went to a psychologist today
医生说我已经得了忧郁症
He said I have got this depression
哎呦，当时我们真是抱头痛哭。
And we could do nothing but embrace each other and cried.
我不知道我们的路在哪里。
Because we didn't know where to go from there.
我觉得自己好像是在一个黑洞里面。
I felt that I was in this deep black hole.
真的，生命在一点一点的被吞噬着。
And my life is being swallowed away little by little.
我不知道明天还会怎么样，我觉得自己就是很绝望。
I didn't know what would happen tomorrow. I just felt that I was out of hope.
我以往认为凭着个人奋斗没有什么愿望达不成的这种理念一点都不灵光了
And I can no longer believe that as long as I work hard I will make it
我奋斗了半天最后结局仍然是绝望
I work so hard and what do I get? Hopelessness
这是在99年的时候
And that was my feeling around 1999
那99年到六月份的时候呢先生很幸运地得到一份很短期的一个 intern 的机会
and luckily my husband got an opportunity to be an intern in around June 1999
然后在他工作的第一个周末呢我们被他的一个香港的同事被邀请他们去参加他们的一个烤肉的聚会
and the first weekend of his temporary intern job we were invited to his one of the co-workers house
因为那个聚会我觉得很不一样哈，一帮人在那边一边烤肉一边又说又笑的，还唱一些圣歌。
It was a very unique party that I've ever went to because they gathered together, they were full of joy, and they sang some hymns. They're really friendly.
他们脸上现出来一个笑啊，就是从心里面出来的。
The smile they had on their face was very heartfelt.
相比之下，我年纪最小。
Compared with them, I was the youngest among them.
满脸愁苦
Yeah, I was full of sorrow
好像那个哎呀满腹的重担
Because I was heavily burdened
我觉得他哎呀我真的很羡慕他们怎么能这么开心的笑啊难道他们一点愁苦都没有吗
I truly envy those people Don't they have sorrow in life? How can they smile like this?
然后他们在吃饭之前唱了一首歌给我印象很深
And they sang this song before we had dinner And I was very impressed
昨日今日直到永远耶稣不改变
It's a yesterday, today, and forever Jesus is the same
这是我第一次听到圣歌
And that was the first time I heard of that song
哎呀觉得很好听
I felt it just beautiful
哎呦我就跟着哈一遍一遍的跟他们唱
So I sang with them again and then again
然后从那以后呢我就好像生活中一下子有了很多朋友
And from that party and onward I suddenly felt I started having so many friends in my life
他们给我打电话呀
They will call me,
关心我的生活呀
And they will care about what happens to me
然后 还热心地邀请我和先生参加他们每个周五的这个读经聚会
And with great warmth they invite us to join their weekly Friday night Bible study
每次从聚会回来呢我和先生都哎呀很新鲜地讨论这个聚会和他们 和聚会的这群人
Every time when we return from the meeting me and my husband will always discuss you know what just happened that night and those people
我们就发现哈这些人并不是一些无知的人
We notice this group people are not uneducated
这 group leader 还是 USC 的 PhD
Actually the group leader has a PhD from USC
然后其他的人也无 不是说研究所毕业呀，就是也是大学毕业，都是有知识的人。
And all the other members are highly educated, either college or grad school graduate.
而且他们对这个信仰信的这个神，一点都不显得很愚昧，而且就是说，很迷信。
And they don't appear to be superstitious or very foolish about their faith.
那先生也是学科学的，我自己也是个读书人。
And my husband is a science major, and I also are highly educated.
那我们就分析，像这些都是受过高等教育的人，他们信这个耶稣信的那么笃定，我们想其中一定有道理。
So we're thinking, you know, for these highly educated group of people believing Jesus in such a firm way, there gotta be some reason to this.
而且当时在我们来说已经没有路可走了，再走也就是死路一条。
At that time, both me and my husband were in this trap condition. We felt that we don't know where to go and how to go forward.
所以我和先生啊，就是决定放下一切挣扎，我们不想再去追究之间具体怎么样，我们就想放弃一切的挣扎，我们也要信这个主耶稣。
Therefore, we both decided, let's let go of all the struggles. Why don't we just both believe in Jesus?
因为我们太需要有人帮助了。
Because we are in such a great need for help.
我们需要有人来拯救我们。
We need to have someone come to rescue us.
而且当时他们在读约翰福音。
And at the time, that group was studying the book of Gospel according to John.
那里面说了很多主耶稣做的神迹奇事。
And in that book, it talked about so many miracles and wonders Jesus performed.
而且有一句话很打动我。
And there's one particular sentence that really moved me.
凡劳苦担重担的
，Those who are weary and heavily laden，
会到我这里来
，Come to me，
我必使你们得享安息
，And I will give you rest。
这正是我当时最需要的
，And that's what I needed exactly。
我除了重担，我没有安息
，Because not only I had burdens， I had no rest。
我想最爱我的父母亲，如果在美国的话，他也没有办法救我脱离当时的困境。
Even if my parents who could be with me, they wouldn't be able to help me at all.
我说，哦，主耶稣竟然有这么大的把握哈，他可以笃定的告诉我，我可以到他那里去得享安息。
But this Jesus has such a faith that he said, "Just come to me, I'll give you rest."
所以我和先生决志信主。
Therefore, we both decided to believe in Jesus.
现在想起来哈，真的感谢主，如果不让我们经历那么多的苦难，把我们带到人的尽头，神没有办法开始他的工作。
Now looking back, we're truly thankful. Without all the difficult conditions when we first came to the States, we probably would never know Jesus.
所以我现在也要先跟大家分享哈，这个后来我们信主和接受主只是第一步。
And you know, believing in Jesus, accepting him into our heart, it's just the first step.
我们的主耶稣还是一位真真实实的神。
Our Lord Jesus is the true and living God.
我用我自己的经历也见证，我们这位主不是一位宗教人物，或者说有事没事可以就是来拜一拜，求个平安保个吉祥的偶像。
I have to testify through my own experience here. Our Lord Jesus is not just an idol to whom we can worship and gain some help and benefit. He is true and living.
他在每一天的生活中，他真的在引导我，教导我。
He teaches me and he leads me on every day.
真的是改变人的生命。
He really can change my life.
在以后的一段时间里呢，主给我先生安排了一份很适合他的工作。
And subsequent to that, the Lord has prepared for my husband a very good job.
所以家庭的这个经济重担一下子减了很多。
Therefore, our financial burden was greatly relieved.
人就是这样，脱离了一个困境的时候，它里面的本相又慢慢的暴露出来。
But the problem with men is that once we are delivered from certain burdens, our true condition will prevail.
我自己筹划的美国梦，我又开始冒出来了。
I start to dream about my American dream.
我还要再继续求学。
I decide I will continue my study here.
所以我就毅然辞掉了这个所有的，就是这种餐馆工啊什么工作，我就一头。准备考研究所。
So I quit all my part-time jobs and get ready to apply for graduate school.
所以很顺利的，在很短的时间内，我就获取了研究所的这个录取。
And very successfully, I was admitted into one of the grad school here.
而且就很快的开始了我研究生的学习。
So I became a graduate student.
因为我一直也相信，就说女人要自强。
Because I always believe a woman has to be independent.
所以在学习过程中呢，我又找了一份 我自己很喜欢的在一家贸易公司工作的工作。
So at the same time while I was studying in the grad school, I found another job in a trading company.
在接下来一段时间里呢，我觉得自己心情非常愉快，一边是自己喜欢的学习，一边是自己喜欢的工作。
During the following period of time, I was greatly rejoiced because on one hand, I was able to be a student again. On the other hand, I have a job that I really like.
然后家庭呢，家庭生活也似乎好，很平静了，不像以前那样为了柴米油盐，哎呀，不知道如何是好那么奔波。
And the marriage life seems to be in a smooth status too.
可是随着我毕业时间的一点点接近
，And when I was about to graduate.
我里面越来越感觉到一种空虚。
And I felt more and more this emptiness deep within.
我开始不知道这是为什么。
And I didn't know why I felt that way.
就慢慢我感觉，我问我自己。
I asked myself.
我如果拿到了这个毕业证书又怎么样
？So what if I get this graduate school degree?
这份如果我毕业以后找到了一份工作，对我要意味着什么
？And if I find a good job after graduation, what does that mean to me?
也许意味着我会更有钱。
Maybe that means I will have more money.
所以我可以换一辆新车，不用开旧车。
So I can buy a new car.
或者说可以开始考虑买房子。
Or maybe we can start saving for buying a house.
那我想，如果这些都达到了以后，我下一步的目标又是什么呢
？So what if I get all this new car, new house? What's next?
我想啊，那也许就是最终可以住上也许百万豪宅。
Maybe one day we should aim for to get $1 million mansion.
如果那样的话呢，即使住了那么好的房子，我每天睡觉的地方也就是一张床的位置。
Well, even if I have a mansion like that, all I need was just a bed.
我到底需要什么
？So what do I really need for life?
我里面有一个很深的不满足。
So I have this deep dissatisfaction.
我知道这些东西没有办法满足我。
And I knew all these material things cannot satisfy me.
所以慢慢的，我陷入一种很深的痛苦。
Therefore, I was really in such a deep sorrow. I was deeply troubled by this need.
我问我自己，我为什么活着？
So I often time ask myself, why do I stay here?
人活着难道就是为了这些东西吗
？Why am I alive on earth? And what is the purpose? What do I need?
另一方面呢，在家庭方面也出了很大的问题。
And at the same time, there's problem occurring in our household.
随着我自己的这个自我膨胀
，Because I became more self-centered.
我以前的那些个性，再加上那个。固有的一些观念都跑了出来。
And all my strong and stubborn personalities were causing problems at home.
我先生也是个比较好强的人。
And my husband was also a man with strong personality.
所以什么事上我们互不相让。
Therefore, we will never compromise.
尤其是我作为一个太太。
As a wife,
我觉得什么事情都应该按照我的想象去做。
I feel everything should supposed to go my way at home.
如果不按照我的去做，我就觉得我就会发脾气。
If it's not going in my way, then I will throw a fit.
但现在想起来很霸道和很专制。
And come to think of it now, it was really bad.
所以在家里就是我要做主，他也要做主。
So in our house, we both want to be the master.
真是家里一天到晚就是冲突不断。
There will conflict continuously arise in our house.
不是冲突，那就是冷战了。
Either we have fight, arguments or cold wars.
哎呀，弄得我真的是里面的痛苦越来越深。
And so my agony increased.
我在想，如果努力奋斗并没有创造出美好的人生。
I feel that, you know, I work so hard, but I don't have a better life now.
没有满足人的渴求。
And I'm not satisfied deep within.
那这种奋斗的意义在哪里
？So what's the point to work hard?
价值在哪里
？What is the value to work hard?
哎呀，那段时间。我甚至是想到了，就是说，如果我找不到生命的意义，可以不再活着了。
And to the point I felt that I really don't need to live on anymore.
和我比较亲近的几个一两个这个教会的姊妹曾经就多次打电话给我，因为他们很担心我的状况。
There are a couple of Christian sisters who were very close to me and who cared very much about me, so they call me quite often.
因为我们在一起讨论的话题，我就是很消极。
And whenever they call me, I was so pessimistic.
我跟他们谈论的 和他们和在家里跟我先生谈论的也无非要么就是我死了算了，要么就是要我回国。
And each time my conclusion is either I die or I just return to China.
Whatever, 反正在哪里都一样，人生没有什么太大的意思。
Because life really has little meaning. It doesn't matter where I am.
那感谢主哈，主里面我毕竟是一个信主的人，还有一个新的生命在我里面。
I'm thankful because after all I am a believer of Jesus Christ. Therefore, there is a new life deep down inside of me.
我想到了当我在人生最困难的时候，是主救了我。
I thought about how the Lord rescued me at the hardest time in my life.
那当我在遇到了人生的又一个坎坷的时候
，Now I have come to another valley in my life.
这次是我转向了主。
And I choose to turn to the Lord for help this time.
我跟主呼求。
So I cry out to the Lord.
我说主啊，你告诉我生命的意义。
I said, Lord, please show me the meaning of life.
你让我明白的活着。
Please let me understand why I am on earth.
弟兄姊妹们，其实心灵的痛苦远胜于肉体的痛苦。
Actually, that kind of suffering is much more than physical suffering.
因为这种痛苦是来自心灵最深处的。
Because the suffering is deep down within.
这种痛苦抓着人
and it grasped me,
而且是折磨人
and tortured me.
使人觉得真的活得没有意思
I really felt no interest going on in life.
很感谢主哈，就在今年年初的时候
I'm very thankful just at the beginning of this year
我被弟兄姊妹硬拖着去听了两场袁志明弟兄的布道会
some brother and sister dragged me to the seminar by Brother Yuan.
我觉得两场布道会真的是给我说的
I went to those two sermons, and I indeed felt the Lord used those two sermons to speak to me.
他解决了我里面所有的疑问。
And through his speech, I was able to find solution to my questions.
袁弟兄就开宗明义两句话。
And Brother Yuan said had these two statements.
他说人的罪就是不认识神。
He said the sin of man is that they do not know God.
自己要做自己的主。
And they want to be their own master.
而且他在问人生的意义到底是什么
And he challenged the congregation, What is the meaning of life?
然后他回答说人生的意义就是我们要来认识神来荣耀神
He answered by saying, you know, the meaning of life is to know God and to glorify God
因为这两句话对我的真的像两个重锤打在我里面
It's like two hammers blowing hard to my heart
这两句话的意义对我来说太大了
These two statements have such a great meaning to me
我有一段时间我陷入很深的思考
And I was in deep thinking for a period of time
我在想后来我想明白了
And then I realized
原来我们做的一切都不是偶然的
Nothing happened in our life is just a coincidence
都有神的旨意在里面
There is always God's will in it
我们做的一切都不是做给我们自己的
Therefore whatever we do we don't do it for ourselves
都是为了神而做
It's all for God
我们不是为了自己的好处而是为了荣耀神而做
We don't do things to benefit us but to glorify God
而且不是坐在眼下不是说做完了便完了是存到永远的
And not something that's temporal but will last forever
那你说我里面哈真的涌出喜乐来
And realizing this I was filled with joy
我做的一切在地上都有了十足的意义
Suddenly I realized everything I do on earth has a meaning now
我不是说一个活在世上就有一天算一天的人
I'm just living from day to day
我做的一切主都要给我算到永远的里面
Everything I do in this day will be counted in his eternity
这比用金钱用物质用什么来衡量都有价值
And this is much more valuable than major things I do with money or any other things
而且我也突然间意识到了
And also I realized
我痛苦的来源不是别的
The source of my suffering is none other
正是我自己的罪
But my sin
我虽然认了主耶稣为我的救主
Even though I acknowledge that the Lord Jesus is my Lord
可是我没有让位给主耶稣
But I did not let him to be the Lord of my life
我还是要做我自己人生的主宰
I'm still the master of my own
我做我家庭的主宰
I'm the master at home
那我想既然我把生命已经都交给主耶稣了
So I thought since I surrendered my life completely to the Lord Jesus
那我为什么不能把我的家庭主权也让给主呢
Why can I also entrust the entire family household in his hand
那我就跟我先生交通
So I share this with my husband
你不是家里的主
That you are not the master of this house
我也不是
Neither am I
是主耶稣是我们的主
But the Lord Jesus should be the master of our house
哎呀，这个脉络一清楚了哈，这人整个都变了。
Once we take care of that, everything falls into right place.
我也祷告主说，主你来教导我怎么在家里做一个太太。
I started praying to the Lord, teach me how to be a wife at home.
怎么做一个姊妹来帮助弟兄。
How to be a sister who will become a helper of her husband.
我说我不会。
Lord, I don't know how to do this.
我所有的就是争强好胜，就是要指责。
And all I knew before was to condemn others and to fight hard.
那我们主真的是很真实。
And our Lord indeed is true and living.
他真的在教我。
He actually really taught me how.
在每天的生活中一点一滴的在教我。
And little by little, He teaches me every day.
有时主要看我们，只要我们把心啊谦卑下来，愿意把我们的主权交出去，主一定会来指导我们。
All the Lord needs is that we humble ourselves and really willing to submit ourselves to Him.
就举个很简单的日常生活中的小例子。
For example.
我先生啊，有的时候会帮助我刷碗。
Sometimes my husband will wash dishes for me.
会洗碗呢，他永远就是洗那个碗里面，不洗碗外面。
He always washes what's inside the bowl, but not outside the bowl.
所以里面很干净，外面都是油。
So the bowl is very clean in the inside, but it's pretty greasy still outside.
我就为了这一件小事啊，跟他发了多少次脾气。我说，你难道把你两片嘴唇都放在碗里面吃吗？
I threw so many times the fit. I arguing with him. Do you put your lips inside the bowl only?
那当我这个，当我再一次有这种想法去埋怨他的时候
，When similar situation occurred again.
主哈，很微弱的声音在我里面提醒我。
A whisper from the Lord deep within reminded me.
你不用这样。
You don't have to say that.
你可以慢慢跟他讲，或者说你可以做给他看。
You can show him how to do it right, or you can tell him in a nice way.
那我自己就很快的就服下来。
Therefore, I immediately calm down before the Lord.
我就跟弟兄说，哎呀，这个碗呢，来我来刷吧。
So I told my husband, you know, let me do the dishes.
刷里面，你要刷外面。
I said you want to do both the inside and outside.
其实很简单，就是我们把态度变了一下。
Actually, it was very easy, just because my attitude was softened.
那我在后来的时候，我慢慢发现哈，我家的碗很干净。
And then gradually I noticed all my bowls are clean.
我还特别的，有时候再抽查一下，看那碗是不是外面也刷了。
Sometimes I do an inspection on a surprise basis to make sure the outside bowls were both clean.
真的很干净。
And indeed, they were clean.
就这只是生活中的一件很小的事情。
And this is just a very trivial thing in our life.
但是我说我们的主哈，在很小的事情上也在教导我们。
But our Lord likes to teach us on small things.
其实，在很小的事情上。主会在改变我们的性情。
And through these trivial things, He's changing my nature.
一个小的事情就给了我很大的信心。
And through these little things, I gain great faith from Him.
因为我知道我改，我的弟兄也会改。
Because I notice as long as I am willing to be changed, my husband will be changed.
所以时间不长哈，从年初到现在有半年多几个月下来。
It's only about half a year now.
我们家里的吵闹声越来越少。
And there are less noise out of fights in our household now.
有时我们很稀奇哈，为什么说以前就是很冷淡的关系，现在越来家里越来越和睦。
And we're always amazed and said, you know, our marriage condition is more harmonious than before now.
今天早上我们临出来的时候，弟兄还在跟我说，哎呀，我发现我们家里现在越来越和颜悦色了哈。
And this morning when we left our house, my husband also made this comment, you know, I feel it's more harmonious in our house now.
所以主哎呀，真的是改变了我的人生。
And the Lord truly has changed my life.
他给了我生命的价值，生命的意义。
He has given me the value and the meaning of life.
他让我的家庭有了一个正常的次序。
And He has straightened up the order in our household.
让我们一个很冰冷、很冷酷、没有人情味的一个家，现在变得哈有欢声、有笑语、有喜乐。
And our house is changing from somewhere was very cold and lack of laughter now into somewhere that's very warm and full of laughter.
所以说其实说今天我的见证里边虽然说没有说我 physically 有哪些疾病主给我医治的这样的一个奇迹。
Even though I have not experienced miracle like the Lord physically healed me.
那就像星期五我跟弟兄姊妹也简单的 share 就像我说的一样。
And it's just like what I shared with some brothers just last Friday night.
主改变了我们生命。
The Lord has changed our life.
把我们从这个败坏的天性里面救出来。
And He has delivered us out of a wicked nature.
使我们越来越像他。
So that we can be more and more like Him.
我觉得这是主在我身上做的最大的一个奇迹。
And I think that's the greatest miracle the Lord has done upon me.
所以现在我觉得哈，人生的意义不是学识。
And therefore, I think the meaning of life is no longer to gain knowledge.
不是金钱地位。
Neither fame or position.
也不是奋斗追求的过程。
Also not the process of striving to gain something.
这些都是外面的满足。
All these are external satisfaction.
是主耶稣给了我里面最深层的满足。
But the deeper and the most satisfying thing is from the Lord.
我觉得有主的人生才是精彩人生。
And I say life with the Lord is beautiful life.
让我里面有了最深的满足和喜乐。
And he really has brought to me the deepest joy and satisfaction.
所以每一次传福音的时候，我不管是对象是福音朋友也好，还是弟兄姊妹也好。
Yeah, but every time when I share about this great news of Jesus Christ, doesn't matter to brothers and sisters or to our friends.
我就每次传福音得益最多的是我自己。
Actually, every time when I share with them, I am the one who's mostly benefited.
我又重温了一下，我又有机会哈，重温主在我身上的这个。伟大的工作
Because it has given me another chance to review what the Lord has done on me.
我很稀奇哈，主能把一个，俗话说这江山易改，本性难移。
I'm very amazed at how the Lord can change me, just as contrary to the Chinese saying that you can move the mountains, but you cannot change a person.
但是主真的是改变了我。
But the Lord has surely changed me.
给了我这么给我人生的真正的意义和价值。
And has given to me the true meaning of life.
所以要感谢主。
I thank the Lord for that.
也谢谢弟兄姊妹。
Thank you for your time.